So good evening, my juicy strawberries. This is The Candy Show, brought to you by your host Krishna, and we have got Shiram here as a co-host today. So this episode is in this episode we're going to discuss about the competitive exams and its positive and negative effects, and in our Indian society. So like, what are the effects it has in our society, and what are the problems that creates in the student's mind and the individual's mind. So like, that is the topic we are going to discuss today. So to start off with the competitive exams, we can see that it has become a necessity, or like it has become very important, equal to the board exams. So like, all the students must attend this exam to enter into a good, or like get their dreamed college seat. So like, that has become the condition of the competitive exams. So like, if you consider before 10 or 15 years, all these competitive exams weren't given much more attention, or like weren't more important as it is in today. So like, this can be reasoned as the globalization increases and the economy increases. So like, we can see that there are a number of reasons for its increase in the past decade or so. So like, the competitive exams, speaking about it, all these students who kind of want to become doctor have to compulsorily attend the exam NEET. So like, those who are going to engineering or like other computer based studying, so like they have to attend JEE. So like, this also has developed all the companies to evaluate, and invigilators to evaluate the students' mark, or like this has improved the companies to select the individuals for the required job. So like, it is the main thing that has been considered if you go in, if you step into any kind of company today in this year. So like, in this decade, so like, wherever you go, by whichever job you want to go, they ask your competitive exam marks. So like, if you haven't attended it, so like, if you have only degree, so like, they don't actually give more importance, or like they don't actually care about your degree or any exceptional exams. So like, competitive exams are very compulsory, or like, it has become so very important in this generation. And Shiram, what do you think about it?
Yeah, Krishna, as you pointed out, the importance which you have given to competitive exams as of late, or at least in the last 10 years at least, has been increased, at least I would say, because I think obviously due to the effects of globalization, there is obviously a shortage in jobs, and there is a job crunch going around. So obviously all the companies which are recruiting do not randomly pick up people for jobs, or in the sense that they have very strict kind of criteria or strict kind of norms before they hire you. So obviously, competitive exams have kind of become a very good catalyst in kind of helping you boost your resume in most of these companies. And obviously, these exams kind of pave your way to do a multitude of things which you have wanted to do, maybe go for foreign, do higher studies, etc., etc. The opportunities are just endless. So I think people have just started to understand its importance of late, I think so. And most people, again, are generally trying to flock to write most of these competitive exams, just because of the sheer amount of advantage it gives you in your career. It is basically like using a shortcut. So if you were to put enough amount of hard work and effort just to prepare for some of these competitive exams, it would be a very good give you a very good head start in your life, probably. But obviously, these are all the kind of like the advantages, or kind of like the positives of these competitive exams. But again, there's a very dark side, there's a brutal side to these competitive exams. So the first kind of major heading which we're going to cover about this is probably the health factor, or all the associated reasons which kind of lead to your demise of health, especially when you're preparing for any of these competitive exams. So the very first thing, I think, is probably the most obvious kind of reason is probably the stress. Obviously, since there's so much to read for competitive exams, it is just impossible for people to study just like a normal person. Or obviously, you have to be able to put a lot of effort to complete some of these portions. And again, it is very, very difficult, again, not for some of these ordinary people to write. So again, so the amount of effort you put into it is just multiplied. So obviously, it takes up a lot of your time, it takes a lot of your effort to prepare for some of these exams, and that is definitely going to affect your health in one way or the another. And obviously, it's going to lead to a spike in your stress. And again, if you're stressed, you're likely going to be having bad cycles of sleep, so you will not be able to concentrate very well. Your brain probably will not receive blood very well, so you cannot think very well. So there is like a cycle of the disadvantages or kind of like problems to your health which stress can cause. And not only stress, and obviously the stress can kind of like accumulate and lead to depression, and depression is probably the most biggest thing, or kind of like more like a very under kind of noticed thing which people do not kind of understand. And I think the Indian mentality generally does not understand the meaning of depression. They generally don't get the idea of it. I think we Indians are just don't are not open enough to understand concepts like these, because obviously our parents are generally our older people in general do not understand mental problems as such. They just ignore it, saying that it's just a phase, or you'll obviously get through it. Because I think depression is something which is something a very big serious problem, and you have to get help obviously if you see. And obviously these competitive exams kind of give rise to depression in a lot of students, especially. Again, the worst case scenario of depression is probably suicide. And again, we've seen a lot of the suicide cases. I don't want to bring up much about it, but again, that's the worst case scenario of depression, I guess. And obviously most of this is just because of the growing amount of competition, the pressure. Just the sheer amount of pressure is kind of forcing students to study so hard, so that in turn causes stress. And again, what else do you have on this, Krishna? Do you think there are any other factors which would kind of lead to problems in your health while preparing for these exams?
So speaking about the Indian society and all these competitive exams and all these pressures given to the individual who are actually studying for these competitive exams, it creates a very big problem in the individual when it comes to depression or stress. We can see that there are a number of reasons for depression and stress in our society and in our country. And the major thing that most of the older people must focus on is about the educational type of depression, where the student who has actual interest or like actual passion towards any kind of a subject or like any kind of a field, if they fail due to all these educational kind of issues, or like due to all these competitive exams in particular, so like they become very depressed. And as you told, it is right that in our society, in our country, that all these older people and parents do not actually understand what is meant by depression. So like they think that we are crazy, or like we are doing it for in purpose, so like to reason out for getting low marks in all these competitive exams. So like that is not the point. So like we have to understand, all these parents have to understand that their child is going through a very serious problem and must be consulted with a doctor, or like they must be taken care of immediately. So like these kind of depression leads to increase in pressure, or like they can't concentrate on their day-to-day life also, so most of the people won't eat or like drink anything. So like they will be very depressed. So like coming to the exams, so like they won't cover most of the syllabus, or like even if the student who is more passionate towards the competitive exams, or like study who aims to become a doctor or an engineer, becomes very depressed while it comes to the exams. So like they don't actually have this mindset of covering the subject, or like covering the subject within time and covering the important questions or like important topics within the exam date. So like that becomes a very big problem. And the extreme case, as you told, the suicides, so like it is the most critical kind of topic, so like a critical kind of issue we are facing in our society. So like there are individuals who commit suicide due to various problems. And again, speaking about this educational type of depression and suicides, we have seen that during the past decade, we can see that many individuals, or like many news came up as the individuals who were in depression due to all these competitive exams, and who got low marks in competitive exams and were denied of their dream of becoming a doctor or an engineer, commits suicide. And in few states of India, so like we don't want to mention it, but many states of India, we can see that this suicidal problems due to this competitive exams has led to the rise in the political kind of issue. So like where all these political parties kind of use this issue to argue within each other. So like they are blaming the person in the person in the ruling party. So like the prime minister may be it be the CM or the PM. So like they are complaining it about so like bringing down all these NEET and JEE. So like they are complaining it about the person in rule. So like that is a very big problem we are facing in the society. So like political kind of issue is also very big problem. And Shiram, what do you think about NEET and JEE or like other competitive exams getting involved in politics?
Yeah, obviously the intertwining of these exams with politics is a very tricky path or a very kind of a tricky situation, because obviously some of these students obviously are kind of like an intense pressure already for preparing these exams, and these political parties or generally the political intervention of these kinds of things, especially in these competitive exams, is generally not for the good, because obviously they generally tend to make some kind of a last minute decision changes or probably changes in marking patterns or some kind of a rash or radical decision generally being made in the last few months before the exam, and that generally tends to stress the students out a lot. So personally speaking, I think the involvement of political parties or politics in general from in studies, especially in the phase of studies or competitive exams in specific, should be definitely less, or we should try to at least get it in control to probably avoid much more problems in the future, I guess. So kind of like coming near the end, I'd like to talk about the impact of coaching institutes, because this is something which I wanted to talk about, because personally I also went to a coaching institute. I also went to a coaching institute to prepare for my IIT, which I attended, so IIT exams. So again, these coaching institutes, I think people have mixed opinions about this, I guess. So some people argue stating that coaching institutes are very good, that they kind of help you in have very good preparation, obviously, since you have this tailor-made system of education and they kind of guide you throughout the entire process. So things definitely seem easier, I guess, but obviously there are contrary opinions to it. There is a lot of disadvantages to it. So personally speaking, obviously the cost factor is the most important thing, I think, when it comes to these coaching institutes, because obviously most of the coaching institutes which you have right now generally charge a lot for even generally a small tenure of your coaching period. Suppose for example 1 year or 2 years, they generally tend to charge a high amount, and probably some of these moderate income families or low income families try to somehow get the money and somehow put their children in. But again, if sometimes the child can't do it or child can't crack the exam, most of the time the money goes to a waste. And I think that kind of an investment, even though people kind of say that it is good, I don't think personally speaking that kind of investment is going to yield you any kind of a benefit, because obviously you would try the exam again if you want to. But I think that kind of a money is kind of like going into waste, because honestly speaking, if you really have this kind of like intention to succeed or if you have that passion in you, I don't think you need help from any of these institutes in specific. And another big problem is obviously this is something which I have also encountered, is the fact that there are just so many students in these institutes. Like even if you talk about in each and individual classes, there is just so many students to deal with. And obviously for a study point of a perspective, you think you generally kind of have to focus on less number of students to achieve results, but it's generally the opposite kind of scenario here. So obviously none of the students or anybody for that instance does not get proper education. Only the students who are able to grasp knowledge well or who are able to understand stuff well are generally shine in these kinds of institutes. So again, these institutes are kind of like a double-edged sword, I guess. They have their own sets of benefits, they have their own sets of advantages, I think. So I think it all comes down to the student, I guess. That is just my ending line for the day. It's just that if you really think you are capable, I think you should probably enroll yourself in some kind of an institute, because if you really are passionate, if you really have that courage in you, you should definitely try it out. But if you have this sliver or doubt in your mind where you think that I cannot crack it, because I think I was like that, but I did not know it at that time, so that was a mistake which I made. So I think you should all be conscious of the fact that whether you can actually do it, whether you can actually crack the exam, because some of these people generally tend to overestimate their abilities, and once they give this competitive exam a shot, they generally lose all of their confidence. And identifying with some of your personal strengths and personal identity, personal abilities is very, very important to avoid getting depressed or avoid getting yourselves into bad situations, I guess. So yeah, that will be the end of this episode, guys. So thank you so much for listening to it. So in case you have any comments, suggestions or criticism, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. And make sure to listen to us on Spotify also, and follow us on Spotify, and share this podcast to your friends and ask them to listen to it. So that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.